set up the compensation committee. Leading the compensation committee in a public company is no small task. It's a challenging role that demands careful balance between the interests of shareholders, management, and fellow directors, all while ensuring compliance with regulations. The members should be competent and independent, keeping themselves up to date with relevant laws, regulations, and company affairs related to compensation. When making decisions about pay, the focus should be on fairness and reasonableness. And crucially, these decisions must be clearly explained to shareholders, providing them with a solid understanding of the rationale behind them. Clear communication in compensation committees. Compensation committees play a vital role in setting fair pay within a company's industry. Their decisions impact not just performance, but also legal risks and public perception. These committees conduct thorough research to establish benchmark compensation levels. They document their meetings meticulously, ensuring transparency and accountability. Effective communication of their actions is key, reaching all relevant stakeholders. Managing compensation isn't just business, it's serious business, with far-reaching consequences. Effective compensation committee. Building a strong compensation committee is vital because it holds significant sway over the company's operations. The committee should include a nominating subcommittee, which lays out a clear process for selecting candidates for top positions. Input from the company's management is crucial in this process, and efforts may be made to enhance diversity, such as recruiting more women and minorities to the board of directors. Independent directors on the compensation committee must truly be independent, meaning they're not directly employed by the company. They should also possess the necessary experience and be able to commit to the required work schedule. This ensures they can effectively fulfill their duties. Selection and evaluation of the CEO. Ensuring the right leader for a company is crucial. The board has a big job in making sure the CEO position is smoothly transitioned. Whether the CEO leaves voluntarily or is let go, or even if something unexpected happens like illness or death, the board needs to be ready. They have to quietly keep an eye on potential replacements without causing any disruption to the current CEO or candidates for the job. It's also vital for the board's compensation committee to regularly check in on how well the current CEO is doing. They need to have clear standards for performance that are linked to how the CEO gets paid. By setting up these standards, the company can attract the best CEOs and ensure they meet the board's expectations, ultimately leading to the company's success. Enhance board member compensation. To get top-notch talent on your board, understand the hard work directors put in. They're clocking longer hours than ever before, some even dedicating hundreds of hours to compensation committees alone. Directors are taking on fewer board positions, but facing increased personal liability. That's why many companies are upping their game in director pay. Look into how your competitors and related industries compensate their directors to make sure your company stays competitive. Director compensation can come in various forms: cash, stock, retainers, and project fees. Some companies even cover travel expenses and offer other perks to board members. Whatever the case, make sure all records of director compensation follow the standard accounting principles. Corporate governance. Corporate directors hold critical responsibilities bound by fiduciary duties. These duties demand acting honestly, using the care an average person would, and making decisions believed to be in the company's best interests. Key principles like loyalty, prudence, good faith, and sound business judgment guide their actions. The board's role extends to overseeing the company's activities, ensuring its well-being, and disclosing vital information in filings with regulatory bodies like the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Stock exchanges further outline specific practices for member companies to adhere to in their operations and reporting. SEC rules on reporting management compensation. In August 2006, the SEC introduced new guidelines regarding the reporting of executive and director compensation. Instead of mandating a compensation committee report, the SEC now requires a financial disclosure known as compensation discussion and analysis. This section outlines the goals of your company's compensation system, including its design details, what it aims to reward, and the methodology behind each aspect of the system. The disclosure must include details about the principal executive officer and principal financial officer, covering various forms of compensation, such as salary, bonuses, stock awards, option awards, and deferred compensation. Insider trading regulations. Understanding insider trading rules is crucial for any compensation committee. These regulations apply to specific company figures, like officers, directors, and shareholders owning over 10% of the equity. During blackout periods, certain insider trading activities are off-limits. Additionally, trading restricted stock requires adhering to special timing and reporting guidelines. Adjusting the exercise price of stock options can also raise regulatory eyebrows, especially if it's not explicitly permitted in the compensation plan. Stay informed to steer clear of legal pitfalls and ensure compliance. Tax and accounting challenges in corporate compensation. In the world of corporate finance, taxes can be a maze of complexity. From federal to international laws, corporations grapple with a myriad of regulations. One of the trickiest areas is executive compensation, where stock awards, deferred payments, and severance packages can create headaches. Companies often wrestle with offshore trusts for executive compensation and workarounds for hefty corporate tax penalties on high executive salaries. Figuring out the timing and amount of severance payments adds another layer of difficulty. And let's not forget about the tax implications of fringe benefits like insurance or low-cost loans. To tackle these challenges effectively, every member of a compensation committee must grasp fundamental accounting principles. Recent changes to standards for equity-based compensation, such as stock options, demand attention. Bodies like the SEC and the Financial Accounting Standards Board regularly update these standards. Proactive training for directors can ensure compliance and smooth sailing in the face of evolving regulations. ERISA and labor laws. Understanding how ERISA and labor laws impact executive compensation and employee rights is crucial for businesses. Executives enjoying special perks beyond what regular employees get could trigger ERISA's excess benefit plan rules, inviting regulatory trouble. Meanwhile, unfunded deferred compensation plans, known as top hat plans, are regulated separately. In the U.S., most workers operate under at-will employment, meaning they can be let go without notice or compensation. However, there are legal guardrails in place, protecting employees from discrimination based on race, disability, and age. Even unintentional breaches of these protections can result in hefty penalties. Age discrimination, in particular, is a common issue, often tied to the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. Executive employment contracts. When tailoring employment contracts for top executives like CEOs, it's crucial to uphold both the literal and underlying intentions of the law. These contracts typically cover dispute resolution procedures, termination and separation protocols, restrictions on joining competitors, and arrangements in case of company ownership changes. Executive motivation. Executive compensation is more than just a base salary. It's a dynamic system designed to motivate leaders towards success. By linking pay to achievements, we ensure that executives are driven to prioritize shareholder interests. However, it's crucial to establish clear guidelines and procedures approved by shareholders to prevent conflicts of interest. One common form of incentive is stock options, but their usage has faced scrutiny. Companies must transparently report these awards and account for them accurately in financial statements. Additionally, the tax implications of stock options can vary based on their type. Equity compensation strategies. When a company's stock options lose value Because the stock price drops below the exercise price, it's crucial to carefully consider the tax and accounting implications. Some companies address this by adjusting the exercise price to make options profitable again. Others opt to buy back options, switch to restricted stock grants, or exchange old options for new ones. Stock appreciation rights, SARs, offer an alternative to traditional stock options. They pay out if the company's stock value increases over a specific period. Handling SARs requires unique tax and accounting approaches. Restricted stock is another form of equity compensation where the ability to transfer stock is limited for a set time, often vesting gradually. Some companies prefer using performance awards, tying equity to specific milestones. For senior management and directors, there may be requirements to own a certain amount of company stock to align their interests with shareholders. Future trends in executive compensation. Get ready for the next wave of compensation controversies. Every decade brings major upheavals in how top executives are paid, and the next one won't be any different. Brace yourself for increased shareholder involvement, government meddling, and tax pressures influencing how much CEOs get paid. Expect louder complaints from Wall Street too, as financial analysts push for clearer ties between executive pay and company performance. CEOs won't just be pocketing fat paychecks. They'll also enjoy a slew of perks on top of their salaries and bonuses. Think pension benefits, fancy retirement plans, and special compensation schemes. But it doesn't stop there. They'll also rake in money for things like insurance, disability coverage, moving expenses, and even memberships to swanky clubs. Transform compensation committee responsibilities. Understanding the boundaries of acceptable conduct is crucial, especially during economic downturns when scrutiny intensifies. While a booming economy might create leniency, recessions highlight the importance of compensation committee members adhering to honesty and fiduciary duty. By prioritizing these principles, they can steer clear of the pitfalls that ensnare less cautious counterparts at other firms. Key points. 1. Fair pay ensured by transparent, balanced compensation committees. 2. Effective committees require independent, diverse members. 3. CEO selection and evaluation hinge on clear performance-linked compensation. 4. Director compensation aligns with industry standards, acknowledging increased workload. 5. Corporate governance guides actions, emphasizing transparency and compliance. 6. Understanding insider trading rules crucial for navigating compensation challenges. 7. Anticipating trends like increased shareholder involvement prepares committees for future controversies.